What is de-extinction? What does it mean?
De-extinction is developing technology to bring back extinct species, to revive them and bring them back and release them into nature.
And what would be the positive outcomes of doing something like this?
Oh, gosh, there's probably the two biggest positive outcomes that people are excited about is, first, the prospect of seeing an extinct species alive again and reversing some of the damage we've done to the planet, and, you know, just seeing a passenger pigeon alive or a mammoth. The other advantage that people have talked about, the other benefit that people have talked about, is bringing back ecological functions. So, for example, we think that mammoths probably played important roles in the grasslands in the north, and with the mammoths gone, those roles are not being filled by any other animal adequately, and so bringing the mammoth back in would restore the ecological role.
Are there any problems or drawbacks associated with de-extinction?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of problems or challenges associated with de-extinction. Some of them have been discussed pretty widely and some have not. So, for example, there are a whole slew of technological problems to reviving species and bringing them back to life. And those have been pretty well discussed, and people think they have plans for solving many of those. There's also the question of which species would come back, and there's been a lot of discussion about which would be the coolest or most useful or most feasible species to bring back. There's been a lot of discussion about the potential for de-extinction either to rob attention and dollars from other conservation problems or to perhaps bring in more attention and dollars into conservation. The set of problems that I'm interested in that hasn't received as much attention is what would be the ecological consequences to bringing these species back into ecosystems. And we know from observing many, many species invasions that putting a species into an ecosystem can have effects that are large and unpredictable and difficult to control. And so, you know, there's this sort of romantic idea that we would bring passenger pigeons back to the eastern forest and not so much attention to what they actually might do in eastern North America if we were to succeed in bringing them back. And what we would do if they started to cause problems, who would decide to control them, how would we control them, all those sorts of questions.
How would you summarize kind of the potential for de-extinction? Are you positive on it?
There's both the potential, I think, for enormous benefits and the potential for very large damages if some of these de-extinctions go wrong. So I wouldn't say, you know, I wouldn't give you a blanket statement saying, well, they're all going to be positive or all negative.
How would you recommend proceeding with de-extinction from here? Or even should it proceed, in your opinion?
I think if de-extinction is going to proceed to the point where we're actually releasing extinct animals into the wild to reestablish populations, we need to do so cautiously and with our eyes open and with the full benefit of our experience in studying species invasions and other ecological phenomena. And this means trying to predict what the effects are going to be, trying to come up with a plan for managing any bad side effects that arise as a result of these de-extinctions, and then also trying to decide what is the best time to proceed and not proceeding with de-extinction before we're really ready to manage its effects.